Welcome to the Daily VFN Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome to VFN TV, the Daily Radio Program. I'm your host, Greg Lancaster. I want to welcome all the Christian Television Network audience around the nation and around the world. Joining me is Pat Hamilton.
Hello.
And John Ramos.
Hello.
Man, if you missed our earlier programs, you got to catch it. Don't forget, we're four programs back to back. And I do want to say that we had an opportunity yesterday to be able to go to Auntie's.
Yes, we did.
To get some barbecue.
Mm. Barbecue.
And we had a chance.
Very good.
To me, of course, we know Pam. You know, Pam just waits on you. I mean, it's like going home. And she takes care of you and just the best barbecue ribs if you've never had them, the smoked ribs on the grill. But we had a chance to be able to meet Puddin.
That's right.
Yes, we did.
Puddin is one of the cooks that cooks with the owner, Ida, and good food. I mean, really, really good food. And I just want to let you know, give a big shout out to Puddin. In the kitchen back there. If you hadn't got a chance to be able to have some good home, a taste of Southern soul cooking, you need to go to Auntie's. You can find out more by going to VFNTV.com and click on sponsors. John, we want to be able to talk about this homeschool situation with this German family. We also want to be able to talk about this flag situation, you know, that kids can't, they're banning the flags. And talk to us. Tell us. About this case that's happened, the whole journey, actually, since 2008.
Well, you know that there's this family, a German family, that fled Germany because they were being persecuted. We mentioned this in yesterday's program. Mm-hmm. We alluded to it, and you really want to catch that segment, that all children matter. And they fled because they were being persecuted. They weren't allowed to homeschool their children. And this family wanted to teach them, you know, about the Bible, wanted to teach them themselves. They, you know, they were their children. Imagine that.
Yeah, what a concept.
But Germany says that's illegal. And in fact, in previous news and reports, they were actually teaching things that they contradicted their Christian values in the school. And they said, listen, I don't want my children, you know, learning this.
What's illegal to homeschool in Germany?
Right.
Yeah.
When we said that, right. Mm-hmm. So they fled Germany, came to the United States, and they've been here for a while and have just flourishing. The family has been blessed. However, they wanted to seek asylum here in the United States, and the United States would not grant them asylum. It just would not happen. It just would not happen. Now, these kids have been removed from the house before in Germany. That's why they fled. Mm-hmm. But they were not given asylum. This thing was
Romeckis, I think their name is.
Right. And this was about to go to the Supreme Court. But the Supreme Court actually refused to hear the case.
Yeah.
They actually refused to hear it.
Because, you know, if they would have heard the case, they would have set a precedent.
Right.
If they set a precedent, then everything all of a sudden is like homeschool for everyone. Mm. It's all.
Right.
So to be able to assure that doesn't happen here, they really won. The people who are against homeschooling won when it didn't get to go to the Supreme Court. Because it's constitutional.
Mm-hmm.
It's constitutional to be able to homeschool and to school your children ever how you know see fit to be able to school them there. But, they actually won in that.
Mm. So, you know, it was,
they were telling them to leave, though, first.
Oh, yeah, they were telling them to leave, and it was getting close, like, hey, this is it. This is the end of the road.
Unashamedly, while we're allowing, you know, illegal people to come in from all over the place.
They came
the legal way. They applied to be able to come in as a visa. They came in, did the right thing. They've been here since 2008, did everything right.
Added to their community, didn't take anything away, you know.
Right.
People just want to live in peace.
Right. They were like great citizens.
Right.
Great citizens.
The ones we actually want. We want people to come here and, you know, say that I want to be a part. And so this went all the way down basically to the end of saying, hey, you got to go. And just yesterday, everything turned for them. And we're talking about answer to prayer.
They're fixing to send them away.
Oh, yeah.
Back to a place where we talked about that. But, yeah, where they took their kids out of their house at nighttime when they were sleeping from them.
Can you imagine that?
No.
Well, it went all the way to the end, and basically they were spared. The government made a decision, and it gave them this unique status. It's called indefinite deferred action status.
We don't even give suspicious terrorists, something like that. We have the outright citizenship and access to the White House.
Definitely.
Yeah. It's come on.
Definite. Yeah. Let's make sure we get this right. Definite. What is it? It's definite action status, indefinite deferred action status. And basically what it says is that you can stay here as long as you don't commit any kind of crimes. As long as, you know, if you, you
so they're
commit a crime or you violate...
Of,
you
which
know,
is subjective, I mean. Right. There's so many laws now.
And it's like violate the terms of this status. I didn't know the status had terms. But if you violate the terms of this status, then you got to go.
Unlike illegal citizens can go get health care, they can get a driver's license, they can get a social security number, just have at it. The only thing that's different about these this family is they love Jesus.
Mm. Yep.
Openly love Jesus, but they love Jesus to the point where they're just humble folks, you know, and they want to teach their kids, educate them in the things of God and reading, writing, and arithmetic. What's up with that?
Mm.
That's amazing.
Amazing. Well, by
and we pray. Everybody get this big statue in Washington D.C. of Abraham Lincoln, and it's like he learned. He gives homeschool. He went all the way up to the second grade. I mean, come on, he was homeschooled. He would write on a coal from the fire, the burnt wood, and he would write and that type of thing. It's like, come on, you know, so many people were home. Some of the most powerful people, the legitimate powerful people in history, were people that were what they learned at home. I think about the fact that Israel's a nation, you know, happened because a president heard at home. He was taught at home about the things of God.
Yeah,
Harry Truman, right?
Mm-hmm.
And he said this after the president before him said this will never happen, as he wrote a letter to Jordan, I believe it was Jordan or Saudi, and he said Saudi Arabia. And he said, FDR said, don't worry about it. They'll never become a nation. And 2 weeks later when he died after that, Harry Truman comes in and he says, I was taught at my mother's knee that whoever blesses Israel will be blessed. Not only am I signing this, but I'm signing it with the weight of this nation behind it.
Mm. Wow. Amazing.
That was learned at home.
Right.
That was learned at home. That was learned at the knee of his mother. That wasn't learned in Harvard or Yale or Princeton or, you know, whatever university or some school system. Israel, those papers were signed by this president who learned at home. Whoever blesses Israel blesses the nation. And that was huge because America at that time was the most powerful nation on the face of the earth. It had come through the two wars. And so that, think about it. Israel being a nation, a nation. So we need to understand that. Education can happen in many different ways.
Absolutely.
But if somebody's stealing your kids from you now, that's a reason to come to America for us to escape,
right?
For asylum. That's a reason for them to come here.
It's your right as a parent to actually teach your children. And if you want to put them in private school, you can put them in private school. If you want to put them in public school, if you want to teach them yourself, you can do that. But it's you see what's happening in the culture is like an ownership, and you see this in different states. I know that we almost experienced that in New Jersey. It was like, these are our children, and this is how we're going to educate them. But it's just awesome to see how answered prayer and God works, because this was over. I mean, this was over, and at the last hour, everything turned around for this family, and we just rejoice with them, and we're happy. Wow. That they're able to stay here in the United States, but absolutely awesome.
Well, a lot of people don't know, when you get pulled over for a traffic violation and you sign a traffic ticket, that's an arrest. You're getting arrested at that one moment. I don't know if you know
really?
That or not. That's an arrest.
You sign the traffic ticket?
That's an arrest. He's stopping you. He's giving you a ticket, or she's giving you a ticket, and you're signing it. Yeah, but it's a crime. You violated. You violated the crime. Mm-hmm. If you don't sign the ticket, then the officer takes you to jail, which means this family right here could commit a crime by driving 56 in a 55.
Wow.
By not fully yielding to a stop sign. By there's so many traffic alone, you know, so many ways to be pulled over, and all of a sudden they pull you over, and today they have, you know, tag scanning. They have these things that read tag readers. They have print readers now that you put your print down, and all of a sudden an alert would come up and say, this family's under this kind of
status.
You pull them over, and they retain them, and then they export them.
Wow.
Imagine living like that. They didn't get deported, but the fact is they're still under wrong oppression. That's just so wrong. Mm. you know, what took place in the context of that. We need to continue to pray for this family. And really, we need something to come to the Supreme Court on homeschooling. So, because I think the leaders, who was that? This was a senator that was talking about, you know, start focusing our 20% of our students, 20% of our young people need to be homeschooled. Mm. Because that's where that's how we're going to save the country. Because in the next so many years, it's going to need saving, and it'll be those leaders will come out of those ones that were homeschooled.
Wow.
I wonder if it was Paul or somebody like that.
I don't know who that was. But, you know, I think it was Jonathan Edwards' wife, mother, who had 19 children, and she homeschooled all of them. All of them.
Wow.
Jim and the arithmetic crickets.
Is that serious or wow. what? But, hey.
The decimal, don't go there. Where does it go? I don't know. I'll be back in a moment. I'll ask Pat. Pray for I think it's Romeinski is how you pronounce Romeinkes, but you can see this on the torch on the VFN. Go to VFNTV.com and click on the torch. We'll be right back after this break.
You're listening to VFN Radio. Don't forget, you can locate us at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
Children need and love consistency, especially with holiday traditions. This is Focus on the Family. I'm John Fuller, and here's Mary Hunt sharing a warm Christmas memory.
For our boys, we had a tradition that one day during the month of December, on opposite days, not on the same day, they got to stay home from school. We allowed them to miss a day of school. Yes, teachers, we did. We sent a note ahead of time. And there were activities we did. We made cookies, just Mom and Jeremy. We made cookies. And we would go to the mall. He wanted to go shopping in the toy store to pick out what one thing he wanted. I mean, we had these traditions that the kids looked forward to, but it was relaxed, evenly paced time with the parent.
Intentionally spending time with your kids is one of the most important things you can do this holiday season. You'll find activities you can do with them at focusonthefamily.com/parenting.
I wanted to be able to tell you, if you haven't yet heard, that you can go to VFNTV.com and sign up for our newsletter. It's called The Torch. As a matter of fact, you're probably seeing it on your screen right now. You go right to the front page of the VFN Torch, and you click on, you see in the upper right-hand corner, you click on sign up for the newsletter, and there it is. You can sign up. You see the flame burning right there. Fill out your information here, push submit, and boom, every single week you will receive a newsletter with that week's program sliced up. Think about it, sliced up segments that, you know, whatever segments to you. I want to make sure you do that because we work extra hard to make sure that you can get it ever how you need to be able to get it. And because listen, if only 9% in 2009 had a biblical worldview, in other words, they had a light, L-I-G-H-T, perspective of the world, it's a lot less than that now. Mm-hmm. And with hearing the light of God's, you know, it's not enough to know the news, you need to know what to do with the news you know. To have that light perspective of what's going on, it's going to help you have a biblical worldview of your decision making, of why you're going to get married or why you're going to need to stay married or why you need to have family or why you need to pay taxes, why you need to function. I mean, we got to move past that. And one thing we can do that is by signing up for The Torch and getting it sent to you every single week. Every single week. And in that, it has the offers and things that are going on as well.
You're listening to VFN Radio, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T, light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
I'm Greg Lancaster. Joining me is Pat and John. Welcome back. We were talking about a situation that's happened again and again and again, the Pledge of Allegiance and American flags and burning the flags and all this thing. You think as a Christian, you know, why would we be concerned about that? Well, obviously, it's not a flag. I mean, you know, what was that? It's what it represents. It represents an allegiance to a constitution, which all of us pledge allegiance as citizens. You cannot violate. You're not supposed to violate the Constitution. You go to jail for it, unless you're in Washington. But you know, used to go to jail for this. Mm-hmm. You know, in my law enforcement experience, and so when you see what's taking place with the flag, when somebody stands up and holds their hand over their heart, as we talked about earlier, and pledges allegiance to the flag, I mean, they're saying the same thing that the president has to say when he is becomes the president of the United States, or a congressman, a senator, a representative, a governor, a police officer, a general, they actually say, I swear to protect and defend the Constitution of the United States. And so that's what that represents. And so it's actually a positive thing.
Right.
The flag is for, especially for young folks.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's like the older folks have gotten so rebellious against the nation. The younger folks are like, I'm going to rebel against you. I'm going to be loyal to America. And now
I'm going to be patriotic.
I'm going to be patriotic. Thank God. Hey, you know. And so what happened here with these kids at school?
Well, there's the court just ruled, basically.
It went to the courts?
Yeah, it went to the courts. Apparently last week, Charisma News is reporting, in the case of Dariano versus Morgan Hill Unified School District, that the Ninth Circuit ruled that public school can actually ban the American flag.
American school can ban the American flag.
That's interesting, because they pledge allegiance to the flag that morning. I wonder what are they pledging to, but
no, they probably don't.
They must ban that too.
Pledging.
Well, hey, yeah. they've banned the American flag. I don't know about the pledge. They said they banned the American flag.
Uh-huh.
However, at the same time, they're still allowing students to display flags of other countries. But the American flag was banned.
Right.
And this is what the court said. It was a three-panel judge, and this was basically their reasoning behind the decision. They said that
there's reasoning
behind
that.
Believe it or not, past problems gave school officials sufficient and justifiable reasons for their actions. The court said that schools have wide latitude in curbing certain civil rights to ensure campus safety. And apparently there was...
Oh, that is the case. That was the case.
Yeah.
They were celebrating Cinco de Mayo.
Cinco de Mayo, sure. And
which, by the way, means they're actually celebrating a Mexican national event.
Right.
In America.
Right.
It's like us going to Mexico and celebrating the 4th of July.
Mm-hmm.
And the Mexican loyalty, Mexican national loyalty won out over American national loyalty. Is that what
we're
saying?
Okay. Right. Well, because of the violence, basically the school said, hey, then you can't wear any American flag.
Mm-hmm.
You can't wear an American flag to curb the violence, instead of saying, let's deal with the actual violence and leave the flag alone. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
It was the opposite, you know, way around.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people were really upset about this, and I think they really should be, because hello, this is America. This is your country. You shouldn't be able to say...
It's disinformation.
Yeah.
The sad thing about it, the courts got involved in the disinformation.
Yeah.
Because the truth is, to become an American citizen, we found out as we failed the citizenship test, that you have to know these things. You have to be loyal. You have to know, I mean, all these different... It's not wrong for you. It's not... By the way, just so you know this, as a Christian, it's okay for you to say, I love you, Jesus.
Mm.
As a Christian, it's okay for you to read every part of the Bible. If maybe some religious man is telling you, you can't read that. We're just going to read to you, you know, in Latin maybe. And it's like, no. And as an American citizen, you can, by the way, there is no excuse. You can get access to the Constitution everywhere. As a matter of fact, we're going to be talking soon, you know, the Constitution made simple, because we need it simple so we can understand it.
Simple.
And
that's more actually politically correct. Instead of Constitution for Dummies,
right.
It's the Constitution made simple.
Yeah,
I like
right.
Yeah.
And be prepared to study up. We're going to have that test coming up soon.
Get ready.
But and so we basically said, we'll just put America away and celebrate Mexico. And it's like, you know, what's going on? I saw three or four boys, and they had just T-shirts on that had the American flag.
Right.
You know, and the whole shirt was basically a picture of the flag.
Mm-hmm.
And I've seen shirts say a lot of things.
Hello. Mm.
Yeah.
Hello. Saying? It's crazy. They're saying that there's this thing called a heckler's vote, and a veto, basically. And they say that this is when a heckler, the opponent of a particular viewpoint, is able to threaten violence or cause such a disruption that the authorities shut down the viewpoint with which they disagree. In other words, they win. And they don't like the viewpoint. They cause a ruckus, and that viewpoint that didn't get silenced.
Mm-hmm.
And so they had this whole, because of the violence, you know, we got to shut that down. You know, we got to shut that down. Anything to quote
free speech.
Instill,
and the
free
thing
speech.
Is,
don't create a stir around here.
Yeah, and the First Amendment says that we have the right to free speech.
That's right.
You know, you can speak open. That's what the press is about. You know, they've been able to speak freely. But I understood the FCC was talking about sending in monitors into all the newsrooms to monitor how they're getting their news sources.
Yes.
That's a violation of the First Amendment. But nobody knows.
Yeah.
Christians don't know. what's written in the Bible, and Americans don't know what's written in the Constitution.
Wow.
And if we as Christians do not get into the Word of God and repent, then forget about the Constitution.
Right.
Because the adversary is working hard to remove that thing. But why would God allow us to be able to stay in this nation when we didn't even stay in His Word? Mm. Why would He let us keep the words, these amazing words in the Constitution, when we refuse to hide His Word in our heart and abide with Him? And so the answer is not, hey, you know, I'm going to pound this Constitution in somebody's head. I'm going to abide with Jesus, man. I'm going to start getting the Word of God inside of my heart, because look what's happening to this nation. They're leaving their Constitution. And this is what God would say. Well, you left my Word. Mm. You left the Scriptures.
Yeah.
You no longer, He says, thy Word hath I hid in my heart that I would not sin against you. Well, if we don't have His Word in our heart, then guess what? Mm-hmm. We're pretty much probably into something we shouldn't be into, because we don't know.
That's right.
We didn't know 55 was the speed limit. And so these are the kind of things that are happening all over the land. And so you have monitors. They're talking, putting monitors in newsrooms.
Which is wild.
You'd be shocked where it's like just fly by. You know, they have this thing called the beast, you know, that ingest news. And then if it's right or wrong, once it's in there, all these reporters just pull from it. Mm. You know, I'm going to talk about the organizations, but they first ingest it into the system. And once it's ingested, then all these people just pull it out. But they call it the beast.
Wow.
And so if a bad, wrong story is ingested into that system, you know, all these local news reporters.
Disinformation?
Yes, exactly. Disinformation. Wow. Then it just gets repeated. And what happens is you just begin to quote yourself. You know, reports are, and I heard one particular man that was the killing of the young man that was, I don't know if it was in Utah where it was, but they said that he was, he was killed. And they had the trial going on, and no news, nothing was breaking, but everybody, the whole nation was watching this young 20-year-old man that was murdered and how it was going to come out in the trial. And two reporters sat in the courtroom, and they said, what do you think's happening? And so the other one was like, well, I think this. And then the other one goes, well, I think this. And they go back that day, and the report says, speculations in the courtroom is... There were two reporters speculating. And so this author wrote this book, and I was listening to this author that wrote the book, and he was talking about that's what drove him to want to write this book, because the media is just you know, creating this disinformation and these narratives. You got to keep the news cycle going and all these different things. And it's like, okay, we need Christian perspective then. If all that's going to happen,
that's right,
and all this disinformation is going on, I can understand why I need all this information for 24-hour news cycle. But for us as Christians, we got to find out what God says.
No doubt.
I mean, if you're taking the flag today, they'll be taking the Scriptures tomorrow.
That's right.
And the First Amendment very specifically says that we have the right. The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights tells us we have the right to freedom of speech. That you can, as long as you peacefully assemble, so those kids can peacefully go to school with the American flag on it. I mean, it wasn't like the local, you know, goth band or something.
Have you seen some of the other offensive things they could wear? I mean, my goodness.
I know. Or just the fact that they're wearing clothes.
Yeah, right. Clothes.
The First Amendment says, Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof or abridging the freedom of speech. Or of the press, or the right of people to peacefully assemble and to petition their government. And it's like these kids, when you have something written on your shirt, the reason why they just let people do it, that's a freedom of speech.
Sure.
You're able just to express yourself, and people are really into expressing themselves with shirts and bumper stickers and stuff like that. that's amazing to me. But it makes me think about, you know, what's going on? What's going on? It takes me all the way back to Mr. Rogers. What's going on in our neighborhood, America?
It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you. So let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine?
Won't you be my neighbor? Think about that.
Wow.
What's happening in our neighborhood?
Flashbacks.
We need Mr. Rogers, you know, again, telling us, listen, let's be neighbors. Let's be Americans. Let's find out what the constant. Let's go back to the original intent of our nation, the original intent of what the church has happened here. Realize this, that how did America get here and how do we stay here? That's a very important question, because you go back to the original intent, you'll find out it's because of the kingdom of God was revealed into the hearts of men. The word, the Bible, was given to men, and they found out that they could be one nation under God. We got to get back to that again, because when we get into the word of God and begin to abide with him, you start finding out, wait a minute, we can do this thing. We can be America again. The church can be who God's called. It can be that shining city on a hill. Just like Benjamin Netanyahu said, we need the strength and the excellence of America to rise. It's time, America.
Oh my goodness, Auntie's Restaurant Barbecue, a taste of Southern soul on Highway 29, just 1/4 mile north from Kingsfield Road, right on the right hand side. Come on in and get some. Brunson Air and Heating in Mobile. They can do all of your service work quick and efficient. Give them a call today. Brunson Air and Heating. You'll be glad that you did. Mark Downey & Associates is a unique real estate firm that specializes in property management and high-end home sales. The secret to the success of this multi-award-winning firm is simple: aggressive marketing and intense passion for serving others. If you're looking for a team of professionals that ensures the total satisfaction of their clients, contact Mark Downey's team today. Taqueria Ogies, authentic Mexican food. They're coming all over the Gulf Coast for some. Come get some today. Spicy, hot, and delicious. Your plate is next. We want to give a special thanks to all of our sponsors and partners. Visit VFNTV.com and visit our sponsors for all of their contact information, phone numbers, web addresses, emails. Call them today.
You're listening to VFN Radio. Don't forget, you can locate us at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
You know, I want to encourage you, as you're listening to VFN Radio every day, we know we're 24-7, we're 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. We're live 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. Central, but we're 24-7, anytime, any time zone, all the way from Okinawa, Japan, to San Diego, California. You know what I'm saying? You can come on to VFNTV.com or download our app and listen live. But we also have highlights. We actually have an entire two-hour broadcast broken up into certain segments that you can, something, you know, it just may be on your heart or on your, you wanted to hear that one thing. It's all you have time for. It's all you wanted to hear. And that's why we do that. And you can go right to that on the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com and click on the Torch. Or you can go to your app and just kind of thumb through the names of the highlights and listen to that one segment. But that's all for you. We want to deliver everything that we're called to deliver to you in any way that we can that helps you meet your need at that time. Sometimes you can't, you just don't have time to get it this way. You have to get it that way. And sometimes you don't have time to get it that way. You get it this way. So don't forget, you can go to VFNTV.com. You can go to VFNTV.com and it's there for you.
And I'm telling you, if you missed any of our programs, we have four programs back-to-back. You want to make sure to catch them. Of course, you can always go to VFNTV.com. But don't forget, we have podcasts available for you. If you haven't signed up for the newsletter, oh, my goodness, sign up. Go to VFNTV.com. In the right-hand corner, you can select newsletter sign up. And every single week, you're going to get the highlights of that week's program. Uh-huh. And you're also going to get an opportunity to get every single program that was available, that was shared on that week's segment.
Wow.
So it's all contained in an email, and you can take it, you know, have VFN radio on my phone, and we'll go, you know, on your iPad. And I get so many reports of people telling me, hey, listen, I was just sitting with my iPad, it went to the newsletter, and it just, you know, click, 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 and I just heard one after the other, you know. It's a great way. So sign up for yourself, and also sign up a friend.
Welcome to the Daily VFN Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome to VFN TV, the Daily Radio Program. Your host, Greg Lancaster. Joining me is Pat Hamilton and John Ramos.
Hello.
Hello.
Hola, hola. Well, you know, we just want to give a big shout out to our Christian Television Network audience and our radio audience.
Hello.
And, man, if you missed the programs, earlier programs, don't forget we're four programs back to back, and you can always catch them at VFNTV.com. And the radio is 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. We're on Christian Television Network. You can see us, but also you can hear us 24 hours a day and 7 days a week. Want to be able to talk about in this program, you know, safety. We're about to escalate. Things are about to be different in America for a season, for a time. And you think about it. Most people just think if you go lock your door, then everything's fine. Mm-hmm. The truth is locks are for honest people.
Right.
You know, it just kind of helps them go, oh, it's locked. It's locked already. And we're going to be talking about this thing called a bump key, because this bump key is something that can unlock any lock. It can do a master lock, big, huge, solid master lock, a deadbolt lock. Wow. And it used to be the only locksmiths had these keys. But now they're selling them on the internet for like $2 each. $2 each. Think about that.
Goodness.
So you want to be able to see. We're actually going to show it to you as well. You'll be able to see this video on the VFN Torch if you're listening. But you need this education, because we're about to get to a time right now where it's going to be really rough. And when you secure things, you're going to need to know that they're secured. Also going to be talking about the unemployment rate. We have the unemployment rate for the nation, but there's also an unemployment rate for young people from the age of 16 to 24, which is twice the other. And it's like, my goodness, you know, this is a major thing. We'll be talking about that and some others as well. But first, let's just go right into this bump key. Listen to this segment right here, and it's just going to blow you away, and we'll be talking about it in just a moment. Watch up.
Hello. I'm with Channel 5. I want to break into your house.
But real burglars don't ask, and with a special key touted on the internet, they can easily open just about any lock.
Coming up, a key that opens your door, a burglary tool touted on the internet. How you can protect yourself. Well, for just a few bucks over the internet, burglars can buy a key that can open virtually any lock. But there is a way to protect your house. We're going to show you how in just a moment. Burglars apparently have a tool at their disposal that is making it much easier to break into homes. Mike Sugarman shows us what it is and how you can protect yourself.
Hello. I'm with Channel 5. I want to break into your house.
At least I asked. A burglar wouldn't, and it wouldn't be hard with one of these.
Bump keys.
You probably have never heard of a bump key, but criminals have.
So they're
all over the internet with how-to videos.
A little bit of pressure and give it a tap.
Locksmith Dennis McIntyre wants to arm you with information the crooks have. He's on a one-man crusade against bump keys.
It takes very little skill, and what it does is it enables someone that might be a thief to actually be able to jump on it very easily. And that's the scary threat that affects everyone.
Keys work because the cuts fit into the pattern of the tumblers in the lock. When you turn it, the tumblers move to the correct height to open the lock. When you put a bump key in a lock and hit it hard, it pushes the tumblers to the right height. And if you turn it at just the right time, the lock opens as well.
Okay. There it is.
Are they hard to use?
I did it.
I'm a mechanical bumpkin, and I could do it.
I did it.
Oh, you got it.
I did it on a padlock.
Oh, my gosh.
And on Eric Oberlin's front door.
I'm in your house.
Certainly, I don't feel very, you know, secure.
Police tell McIntyre they are illegal in California without a locksmith license, but you can find them for as cheap as $2 each on the internet. How do you prevent such break-ins? High-security locks, built with different kinds of tumblers.
It uses a very unique key with rotating discs.
They start at $80. Possibly a good investment against a secret the bad guys know and the good guys are just learning about. Mike Sugarman, CBS 5.
You think about that. That, you know, locks are for honest folks, but just like you walk into your house and it's locked and secured, with this bump key, they can just go right into your house, stick this key in your door, bump it a couple of times, and turn it just like you turn it, and they come into your house.
Wow.
How many people just latch something over and they go, I'm safe.
Oh, yeah. No problem.
And you think about Master Lock. That's a huge lock, and that they are known for...
You know, Master Lock.
Yeah, that's Master Lock. You could shoot them and everything else. You couldn't bust them open. Mm-hmm. With a bump key for $2 now on the internet, you can do that. And we're going to find some information available for you, and we're going to have it in our related post about security keys, you know, security locks, so you can begin to think about that. Of course, dogs are good. And also alarm systems, thinking about, well, if they do get into the house through a bump key and you have an alarm system, a perimeter alarm system, when they do come through, the alarm would go off. But we're about to hit times. Real
I was going to say, speaking about alarm systems, don't forget to visit our sponsors, ADTS. They can take care of you. You can find their information on VFNTV.com.
Yes.
But they're great sponsors.
And click on sponsors and ADT.
S.
S. Got it. The and that no matter what happens, because the truth is, you can have the best lock on your door, but right next to it, you have a window.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, I spent a few years in law enforcement. People use windows more than doors. But just this sense of just bumping into when you're not home, they're coming into your home by just a simple bump key like that.
Right.
And we're about to hit a time where it's going to be really rough. And we're hitting it now. We're seeing layoffs across the land. We're seeing, sad things happen in the context of the economy. But we're also seeing glory zones. Mm. We're seeing the opposite happen in certain areas of the world, in certain areas of like Israel, for example. And so I just want to say in the context of that, that you need to really think about your security. You need to, and there's a lot of folks that will take advantage of you. They'll take advantage of you because you're wanting to be secure, and they'll sell you more things than you should sell, or they're not really giving you the right kind of security. They're not really alarming your house. That's why, you know, our sponsor we're talking about, or whoever, is going to come in there and make sure that you are secure. But these new locks that they have, which is totally different than other locks, have these different turns and tumblers in it that works different. And it's, I always wondered anyway. Didn't you wonder, it's like, okay, you just sold 4,000 locks here this year at the same place and the same company. One of these keys fits the other. Hello. You find out there actually is a repetition. There's repetitiveness that happens in all that.
Has to be.
And it can only go so far, and they're repeating again and again and again. And so the best security of all is to have angels outside your house, guardian angels. That God says every believer has an angel. You know, they serve those who are the heirs of salvation. And so you can get saved and make Jesus the Lord of your life and let him begin to reveal to you, you know, how to secure your home. Mm-hmm. And don't think, well, you know, well, I'm a Christian. I don't, you know, it's like David had walls around the city and he was a man after God's own heart.
Hello.
You need a boat. You got to have a boat to stay afloat. If not, you just sink in the water. It's like, well, I don't need security from the water. It's like, no, the boat will keep you above the water, and you need protection. And so think about that. This bump key is out there. I just felt important. It's important to be able to put it out, make it available to you, and hopefully we'll have some different links available for you to show you other kind of locks that you can get. We cannot offer any kind of wisdom in regards to how this works because we don't supply this kind of stuff and we don't even know how it works. You need to ask a professional. We're not professionals at that. But for $2 and a hammer,
wow!
And that reporter who asked to break into his house could break in. I'm telling you, we're pretty vulnerable out there.
Mm-mm.
Well, we get back from the break. We're going to talk about the unemployment, not just the unemployment in general, but the youth unemployment rate that's taking place in America today.
You're listening to VFN Radio. Don't forget, you can locate us at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
And we want to encourage you today. Listen,
right.
The Lord is a faithful Father. He is hope and love himself. He's compassionate. He's gracious. He's full of mercy. Mm-hmm. And although he is sharing with us and letting us know that, listen, judgment is upon us, if we repent, if we cry out to him, if we seek him and humble our ways and acknowledge, Lord, we have sinned before you, things can turn. Mm-hmm. Things can turn. Things don't have to happen. And that is our desire, and that is our hope.
Right, and that's why it's so important to partner with us, so yeah. we can continue to be that trumpet, that clarion call.
Absolutely, absolutely. Partner, partner, partner. We have all different ways how you can do that just by going to VFNTV.com. We have worked very hard to try to put things together in a way that you can easily find it. There's ways for you to partner as a sponsor. There's ways for you to partner as an underwriter. Just go to VFNTV.com, and you'll see the torch on the right hand in the center of the page, and you'll be able to follow, has some hands around the torch. Mm-hmm. That's your hands. That's our hands. That's all of us holding the torch together so that we can continue to keep the light in this dark world, and so that others can come and be informed and grow in the things of God. Listen, we can do this when we have our eyes focused on Jesus and on him alone, and when we have our ears attentive to his very word. Mm-hmm. Well, I'll tell you what, it is great. It is great to be in the Emerald Coast. My goodness, I didn't know how beautiful this sun is out here, Chris. Yeah. I mean, you've been enjoying this all this time? Oh, my goodness, Pat.
Yeah, I love it. I got a chance to soak in a little bit the other day.
Oh, my gosh. Well, I got to see that bronze look on you. I don't know about that.
Now, you got some bronze going on over there.
I'm looking at you here, brother. I'm happy to report that I don't see any Saints shirts. I don't see nothing this morning. And I want to just give a hallelujah for that, okay? I just want to let you know. But you got the tan working for you. I'm telling you, it's nothing like beautiful blue skies, mm-hmm. palm trees. I'm just like, oh, nothing my like goodness. It. This is beautiful. I am enjoying it. I'm enjoying being in the Emerald Coast. You know, I knew that I was getting near to Pat's home. I'm coming in 11 o'clock at night, and I knew I was getting close when couldn't see nothing now. It was pitch black. couldn't see nothing. But I was getting this whiff, this aroma that was coming from the plane.
Hold on now. Clarify that.
The paper mill. I don't know what's going on, man, but I knew I was dead on the spot. I mean, X marks the spot.
Dude, you didn't know that was the glory of God.
That's not
down.
The glory.
That's the glory, oh, man. That's the glory cloud.
Don't put that smell on the glory, all right? Don't put that smell on the glory. But my goodness, it is so, so, so good.
You're listening to VFN Radio, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's LIGHT, light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Well, I'm Greg Lancaster. Welcome back. Joining me is Pat and John. John, what is taking place with this Burning Man thing?
Well, man, there.
And by the way, it's like fire burning and like man, Burning Man.
Burning Man. It's this festival that's been going on in the desert.
Is that like a tournament? Yeah, tournament? <it's>
festival. my mom goodness. Doesn't always cooperate with me, but hey.
That's
you know,
a break time I've ever heard one in my life. Hey, that's going in it.
we have more coming up.
Do we?
Yeah, oh, yeah. We have more. Anyways, back to the segment at hand here. There's a festival that takes place in the desert, mm-hmm. in Nevada. And it's called the Burning Man. It's been happening for several years now. And it's we've did a segment on this before. I mean, it's a place of just all kinds of craziness happens out there. They burn this huge wooden structure in the shape of a man. And they sold out of their tickets. They had 38,000 tickets to attend this. They call it this pilgrimage. And they sold out in 45 minutes. Some of these tickets has cost as high as $380. And, I mean, just some of the most wildest things actually take place in this type of setting and event. And it's just amazing what's happening. And a lot of our young people are going to this type of
young people
pilgrimage.
Some of the reporters, it's reported there's actually adults going out there. And you're looking at it right now. This is what they do. They go out there. You need to price the and they dance around this thing naked and
that sounds familiar.
Sing all these chants and these songs. And these are like executives, business. Some of them are actually in media, if you knew some of them out there. And you see them every day on television. And what you're doing, this is a pagan worship, is what it is. It's a pagan worship. It's a form of it's just worshiping Lucifer. And then they burn, when they eventually burn this burning man, they all dance around it. And so when you're saying, when they put tickets on sale for this place in the wilderness to be able to worship at the foot of this thing, now you said they sold out in 45, they sold out in
45 minutes. In 45 minutes. They sold these tickets out. $380. $380 for the ticket to go out there.
In the desert.
In the desert.
To dance around this
thing. To dance around this thing.
And all that different, yeah.
Well, you know that, you know, one of Google's first logos was actually a Burning Man. And we have that on the torch, and we'll make that related for you. But this is what's happening. I know that in recent times, in times past, there's some ministries that go out there and they have evangelistic kind of outreaches for folks out there. But this is something that's happening for quite a while. And it's kind of amazing to see the lengths of what people are willing to go to. But
we're looking at it right
this
now.
This is the very first logo, I believe.
Yeah, this is actually the first logo for Google. You guys can go to Google and find out what all these fancy logos.
Wow.
And so this is the very first fancy logo that they actually put together. And right in the middle of that is the Burning Man logo that they had there. And they actually, you can actually go to Google and look at all their past logos, and they have it there. They probably have that there as their first particular logo right there. And so, you know, the question is, you can pull that down, but the question is, you know, what does this mean when you're talking about, what does that mean biblically? You know, keeping, it's not enough to know the news. You need to know what to do with the news, you know.
Right.
And it means this, that's called pagan worship, where they're worshiping. They're laying down $300 and something. They're going, putting out, this is like, and Christians, you know, say, hey, we're going to have a conference. You know, we're all going to get in our cars and we're going to pave our hotel and we're going to go there and we're going to worship God. Well, they're saying is, we're going to get in our cars or get in the planes. We're going to go rent, well, not hotels, they get tents and stuff because they're in the wilderness. Mm-hmm. And they go out there for a whole time of debauchery.
Yeah.
You know, and all these different things going on. That's worship. That's not an innocent thing for a Christian. You cannot be involved in that type of paganism. And but pagans are, and that's what pagans do. But in regards to you being a Christian, you have to be very careful about those type of things. And you know, it's not a part of you. And a lot of people do those things out of ignorance. It just seems like another party.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You know, they're another, you know, we're going to go be debaucherous, you know, do whatever your flesh wants to do.
There's this thing going on. Let's just go.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
What?
Yeah. But this is the big thing. Look where we are in America right now. Look at all the disinformation and all the, disinformation from our constitution to our constitution about our leaders, about our founding fathers, about God, about everything.
Yeah.
And now, all of a sudden, the same time that we're telling young people you can't wear the flag, a shirt with the flag on it in school, we have people paying $380 to go worship, you know, at a burning sacrifice.
25 foot in, you know.
Is it 25 foot? I think it's even taller than 25.
Is it really?
I think it's like way.
That
up
looked
there.
A lot. That looked really
that thing
big.
Is, yeah, this
wow.
thing is huge.
It's 50.
Yeah, it's real huge. And so it's not something to jest at, but realize too, you know, it's like, you know, what do you do with all this? And the big thing is just to stay humble and just go, Lord, you know, help us. And pray for the guys that, and the people that are going to this and say, Lord, we just pray for them to be saved. Now, think about this. I think about, you know, Moses, when God was calling Moses, he orchestrated Moses' life all the way up to the time that he was beginning too early in his ministry and had to run for his life.
Mm-hmm.
And he was preparing him, not for Moses, but he was preparing him for a people that were in bondage, people that were doing that. They were involved in pagan worship and worshiping, you know, gold idols and all that. But they were in slavery and they were crying out because of the pain in slavery. They weren't right yet. I mean, they weren't doing the right thing yet. They still were like going out to the Burning Man situation in Egypt. They still were doing that.
Right.
But he heard the pain of his people's heart, and he heard them crying. And so Moses, when God begins to call Moses, you know, Moses starts thinking about himself and says, you know, who am I? And, you know, I can't do this. And it's like, this is not about you, Moses. Mm-hmm. I hear the cry of my people who are under the bondage of slavery. And religiously, people would say, yeah, but they're going out to the burning man. Mm-hmm. That they're going out and they're worshiping at these things. He says, yeah, but if when I show myself mighty, Moses, when I show myself mighty, they're going to know that I am God. Mm. And they'll come. And then as we lead them into the wilderness, then at that point we're going to begin to, they have a choice at that point. Once they know me and I'm known to them, then they can make a choice to follow me.
Mm-hmm.
And so when we see these things like the burning man, you say, yeah, this is just like Israel was in Egypt. This is the same situation. And it's like, God, your heart's broken over this. The question is, are you raising up a Moses? Are you a Moses? Is God raising you up and saying, you know what? Are you going, well, who am I? And, you know, I stutter and I'm not the right person. And, you know, all these different things about yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And in that, you're thinking it's about you.
Mm-hmm.
But really, it had nothing to do with the backside of the desert. It had nothing to do with Moses. As a matter of fact, when Moses said, okay, I'll go, once he got his brother to come with him, God was going to kill him on the way there. And when God put his hands around Moses' neck, he was about to kill him.
Mm-hmm.
And because he didn't do some things right, he needed to do right. And his wife began to deal with his family that he didn't deal with his family.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, you know, saved the whole situation. So you could think sometimes, oh, it's about Moses. But really, it says, the Lord heard the cry of his people under the bondage of slavery. So he went and got Moses. And think about that. So we can criticize these folks that are running out there. I mean, think about it. You're running into the wilderness. I mean, there's beaches. I mean, why would you want in the desert in the first place?
Yeah, right.
And you're going to stack some wood up, and you're going to set it on fire, and you're going to run around naked, you know, and get drunk and all mm-hmm. whatever's going on. Really? You know, really? How about a God who's real, who is not the unknown God?
Right.
Who does provide for you, who does meet your needs, who gives you the very air that you breathe, that he designed this whole thing called the universe and chose the very time that you would live, your very address and the season that you would live and the place that you would live for one reason, not to go out to a Burning Man situation out there. And some people's Burning Man is their business. Some people's Burning Man is pornography. Some people's Burning Man is some other type of things going on. But he designed you and designed all that to see if you would reach out for him, not reach out for this pagan piece of wood. I mean, for him. But he loves you so much, he allows such leeway that he allows that fire oxygen to burn mm-hmm. while he's still seeing, while you're dancing around this thing naked and, you know, whatever. Well, you realize, okay, this is real stupid. You know? What am I doing here? There is no God in this.
Mm-hmm.
Just demonic things, and all of a sudden your heart turns to God. So I just want you to know, if you've already bought tickets and you are heading that way, you know, just let it go. You know, just let that go and realize, you know what, God, I want you. I want you. You're better than any type of thing like that. God, I'm just going to give my life to you, and I'm just going to just sacrifice to you. And that makes me think about David dancing in the ark when he was dancing in the presence of God. He danced so hard that his robes fell off, and all he had left, I guess, was his undergarments. And he was dancing, but he was dancing before the presence of God. He was dancing because he was excited about the presence of the Lord being with him, not about burning some wood, you know,
right.
75 feet, whatever how tall that is in the wood.
It's just a big difference.
Yeah. And so it just kind of helps me think about, you know, it wasn't about Moses. God actually saw that going on, because when they get out into the wilderness, when Israel gets out in the desert, just like the people and it's going this Burning Man in the desert, they did the same thing.
Yeah. When I like to think about it, think about the compassion of God, you know, I mean, it's like you can't be in a place where you judge people that don't, if they don't know God. Some of my folks who don't know God are running mm-hmm. to this thing. I see more instances where people have known God in the yeah. Bible that have yeah. done crazy things than those mm-hmm. that don't know him. You know right. what I mean? I mean, golden calf, you right. know, et cetera,
that's what they did.
Yeah.
In the desert.
In the desert.
They actually begin to build that idol in the desert. That's exactly right.
We need to pray for folks. Pray for people that they'd come to the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ, like you said. Right. I mean, they need to know God.
And teach the word. You know, teach the word. Quit with the 4 points and whatever. Get in Scripture and begin to teach the Bible. Even if it seems boring to your folks, it's going to seem boring to the people. This is what Jesus said. He said, the reason why this don't make sense to you is because you're not part of me.
Mm.
And the people that just, the word of God doesn't make sense to them when you talk to them, they're thinking like, what are you doing? You do something fancy.
Right.
It doesn't, they have not yet made Jesus Christ the Lord of their life. That's what that means. You need to stop all the depth talking and get to the shallowness.
Don't you have
saying,
some lights or something going on around here? Don't you have some magic tricks or something?
You got to get saved. You got to get saved. And I want to say this too before we go. That if you have not yet experienced the VFN Dream Center, you need to on the Gulf Coast, or maybe virtually. You can go to vinefellowshipnetwork.org or vfmdreamcenter.org and come and experience every Sunday at 10:30 a.m. Live on VFN TV, but also at 3 p.m. again, Central Time. And these are Central Times. Mm-hmm. The presence of the Lord was so powerful.
Yeah.
Last Sunday, and so there's nothing like the presence of God, and that's all we want. We just want to be with God. We're so grateful that He wants to be with us, but you can do that, and you can find out more how to get there or how to connect to us virtually by going to vfndreamcenter.org and find out the details on the front.
Blue Angel, hot tubs, pools, and spas. Contact Joyce today if you're looking to make that addition to the home. They have a wide selection of hot tubs, and the price is right. They even ship nationwide. Give them a call today. Cordova Lanes in Pensacola. Not just your ordinary bowling alley, it's your community center that is perfect for family gatherings, school field trips, church socials, networking opportunities, and so much more. Come visit and strike with us today. Glenn Parker at Allen Turner Hyundai. Buying a car can be an overwhelming thing. I encourage you to visit Glenn Parker at Allen Turner Hyundai, where Glenn makes buying a car smooth and easy. Visit him today in Car City. You'll be glad you did. Downtown Gracie Jiu-Jitsu. Go visit Tony Baker. Listen, doesn't matter if you're in good shape, bad shape. He'll get you in the right shape. All the training you can get for self-defense in Pensacola. Visit him today at Downtown Gracie Jiu-Jitsu. We want to give a special thanks to all of our sponsors and partners. Visit VFNTV.com and visit our sponsors for all of their contact information, phone numbers, web addresses, emails. Call them today.
You've been listening to VFN Radio. I'm your host, Greg Lancaster, and we're so glad that you joined us. Don't forget you can catch us at VFNTV.com. On your mobile applications, you can download it at vfntv.com. Go to your Apple apps, your Android apps, and all those wonderful apps. We enjoyed our time together. And don't forget, 24/7 on VFN Radio. God bless.